Unit 7. Approaching Literature. Exercise 2. Listen and read the extract from the book Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert.
The next day I was hit by a bus. It was a small bus, but nevertheless, it knocked me off my bicycle as I was riding down the road. I fell into a cement irrigation ditch. About 30 Balinese people on motorcycles stopped to help me after the accident. The bus was long gone, and everyone invited me to their house for tea or offered to drive me to the hospital. They all felt so bad about the whole incident. It wasn't that serious an accident, however. My bicycle was fine, but the basket was bent, and my helmet was cracked. Better the helmet than the head. The worst of the damage was a deep cut on my knee, full of bits of pebbles and dirt that proceeded, over the next few days in the moist tropical air, to become nastily infected. I didn't want to worry him, but a few days later, I finally rolled up my trouser leg on Katut Liar's porch, took off the yellowing bandage, and showed my cut to the old medicine man. He looked at it concerned.
"Infect," he diagnosed. "Painful."
"Yes," I said.
"You go see doctor."
This was a little surprising. Wasn't he the doctor? But for some reason, he didn't volunteer to help, and I didn't push it. Maybe he doesn't administer medication to Westerners, or maybe Katut just had a secret, hidden master plan, because it was my broken knee that allowed me, in the end, to meet Wayan. And from that meeting, everything that was meant to happen happened.